following is brought to you by the Shining Wizards Network, available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audioboo, and at swn.shiningwizards.com.
This episode of Apex Radio is dedicated to the late Mae Young.
Hello, 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 listeners. This is Asher Hatfield here, and you're listening to Apex Radio.
Listening to the first Apex Radio show of 2014. As always, I'm your humble host, the Stickman. Welcome. It's good to be back for the new year. We got a great show, as always, lined up for you. We're going to get to it in just a minute. First of all, I just want to make mention, as you heard at the top of the show, for those of you who don't know and haven't heard, this past Friday saw the passing of a legend in the wrestling business. The great Mae Young died at the age of 90. She was a pioneer in women's wrestling and in professional wrestling in general, certainly never afraid to take a bump for the business, and that's pretty impressive. She will be missed by me as well as by legions of wrestling fans, and on behalf of Apex Radio in general, I just want to send out our thoughts and prayers to her loved ones who are certainly feeling the loss at this particular time. And now, on to today's business.
And now, on to our story.
Yes, on to our story!
For our first show of 2014, we have a phenomenal guest for you. He's an Ontario... Well, he's well-known among the Ontario Indies and across North America. He's well-traveled. He's well-wrestled. He's just a great guy from my conversation with him. He's one half of Squared Circle's Royal Tag Team Champions, along with Johnny Wave. And as I said, there's really not too many feds in Ontario and that he hasn't wrestled for and beyond. And I think that's just going to be increasing in the future as his name gets out there even more. So, enough of me yammering on. Let's get to the real reason why you tuned in. Ladies and gentlemen, my chat with Rocksteady Alex Vega. Mr. Vega, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time out to talk to us.
Oh, no problem, no problem. It's my pleasure. Looking forward to it.
Great. Now, you've been, of course, a mainstay wrestler on the Ontario indie scene for quite some time. Where did you get started?
You know what? I got started in 2009 for training under Rob Fuego and Cobra Kai, so Squared Circle.
Squared Circle, excellent. Yeah, a lot of guys come out of there. That's great. And where was the first? Was it Squared Circle that you wrestled for the very first time?
The first time, yeah, it was Squared Circle. It was conveniently enough on my 23rd birthday, October 25th, 2009. So conveniently, everything kind of worked out well that way.
Very nice. Do you remember who it was against?
Yeah, it was me and a guy that's not around now, but Ken Wright versus I believe it was Scotty the Body and Sebastian Suave.
Oh, very nice. Do you remember who won?
Yeah, they won. They won. It was a good match. It was a preliminary match, but man, was I ever scared doing that first match, man. My nerves, unbelievable. So many nerves on me.
Oh, so it hasn't even been, you know, 4 years, a little over 4 years now. What a difference!
Just about. Oh man, quite the difference.
Oh, that is cool. And now here you are. Everybody around here knows your name. As a matter of fact, you just wrestled for the big C4 show just on Saturday.
Oh yeah, man, we had a blast there, and the place was packed. I loved being a part of that, and that's up there with one of my favorite places to wrestle. It's just the energy and the just the experience you have every time when you're wrestling in that venue and just for C4, it's just, it's amazing to see, you know, and be a part of. You don't take it for granted, but it's just such an amazing sight to, once all said and done and you've made the trip back home and you get a chance to reflect, it's such an awesome feeling to be a part of that.
Very nice. Yeah. You and John Greed tagged up and just a crazy 8-man tag.
Oh man. Yeah. We're having a blast there, man. Like me and Greed, we're great friends, but, if you get a chance to, express yourself in the ring as well too, and kind of put those characters over the top even more. So it's I'm having a blast there.
Oh man. And of course, some of the guys you wrestle there Saturday night, the Tabernacle Team, the After Party, yeah. Radioactive Wave, yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys you've gone up against before.
Yeah. I've been up with them, when I was teaming with Brent as well. It's not, I'm familiar with them. They're all great wrestlers. I mean, it's a blast to be with them. They all individually, their teams, they all have their strengths and weaknesses, but we're able to get great matches out of them.
Now, I know you didn't win, unfortunately, but
yeah,
I hope you and John are going to be sticking with the tag fight there, because I think you guys make a great team.
Yeah, we're trying. People have been saying, it's a little unorthodox, a little weird, but people are starting to grow on us a bit, right? So, I mean, it's something where we're becoming a great heel team. So, I'm digging it. He agrees, enjoying it. And, the fans are really digging it up. So, I mean, we're just going to keep rolling with it, you know?
Very nice. Very nice. You're having a good time. That's the main thing. I think the fans see that too. I think it shows.
yeah. We're loving it, man. I can't wait till the next show.
Wow. And of course, this Sunday, 26th. You're going to be speaking to Brent Banks. There's a segue for you.
We're
good at that around here. Actually, we're bad at that, but I'll take it right and get. You're going to be wrestling Mr. Banks at any given Sunday.
Switching gears to Smash Wrestling, any given Sunday, too. It's myself and Brent Banks again. We're going to settle this one-on-one, and I couldn't think of a bigger stage, you know, to settle it, you know.
Now, tell us a little bit about what's been going on between you and Brent and Smash. I understand there's been a little bit of friction going on.
Yeah, you know, we used to team as a steady baller. So we used to, you know, we were tight. We were teaming all over the place, actually. So it wasn't just exclusive just to Smash. We started out as a team in A and Alpha 1, but throughout the time it evolved and we moved around to different promotions and whatnot, and people started using us. But I don't know, this attitude really changed, and it rubbed me the wrong way. So here we are, you know. I mean, he's doing his thing his own way, and I don't know if it's best, but I enjoy being by myself, and I'm sure he enjoys being by himself. So it's much more so more than competition now. It's gotten a little personal, but I'm telling you, this Sunday we're gonna see what he's made of, right? So we're gonna find out who the better one of the two is.
Right. I guess my next question is, I know that for the most part, we've seen you wrestle in tag teams with Brent Banks, with John Greet, and now you're wrestling a single against Brent Banks. Do you have any preference between wrestling singles or wrestling with a partner?
Here's the thing. That's a great question you asked there. Tag team wrestling, in my opinion, I enjoy it. However, I have to be paired. I have to be paired with someone that's going to work for me, something that's going to, you know, similar styles, whatnot, you know, similar look, things that all complement a tag team wrestling team. But I'll be honest with you, I'm digging the single run. I love it. I love the spotlight of it. I love just being by myself and doing my own thing. Gives me a chance to become more creative with myself in the ring, whether it's my moves or my look and whatnot. So, I'm gonna say I'm a little more biased towards the single wrestling aspect of it.
And as a single, of course, you came this close to stopping Johnny Gargano.
That match was friggin' awesome, man. I love that match. We went out there and we tore it up, man. It was a fun match, and that was my first time beating the ring with Gargano. And believe all the hype, man. He's something that is very special to indie wrestling and wrestling in general. But so much fun to be in there with him. The guy's so smooth in the ring. It's just it's crazy to see. You know, you watch him on TV and see him on the internet and whatnot. In in PWG and a lot of the other American indie feds. And it's great to share a ring with him.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, depending on the outcome of this Sunday's match against Brent Banks. Yep. Is your friendship over, or does it depend on who is who wins and who loses? Is that going to have anything to do with it? Or
I think that ship has sailed, man. Like, honestly, I think at this point right now, we know what we both want in Smash, right? We want the ability to break that glass ceiling. And the guy who wins this match, it's only a matter of time, before we break out to the main event level that both him and myself are at. But, I'd say friendship's out the window, man. It's just a matter of who the better man is. And, like I said, I'm going to show him any given Sunday, too, that I am the better man because I'm going to beat him.
Now, of course, after tagging with him for so long, it mm-hmm. could be said that, you know his moves very well. He knows your moves very well.
Yeah. You know, man, I've discussed this with a couple friends and whatnot. But, man, I got him read like a book, man. He's going to try to come up with a lot of different moves and whatnot, and a couple creative moves. But I got him up my sleeve as well, too. So it's going to be one hell of a competitive match this Sunday. So people, please, this is my first plug of the interview here. But any given Sunday, too, Smash Wrestling, E-Zone, this saga, you guys need to be there. Not only do we have the AJ Styles and Chris Hero match, the Gargano and Elgin match, Kyle O'Reilly is there. But myself and Brent Banks, we're going to be out there to tear it up and give our best.
Wow, you heard it there, folks, from the man himself. Get out there and buy those tickets. I of course, I'm going to post all the event information on our Facebook page so that people can find out where to buy the tickets to see you guys beat the holy hell out of each other.
Yeah. It's going to be insane, man. I've been talking to some people and hearing some of the pre-sales for the show and whatnot and attendance and whatnot for people buying tickets, and it is looking crazy, man. We're at some numbers. 330, 400, 450. Like, the venue is going to be packed, and you do not want to miss it.
Wow. Well, I'm going to definitely be sure to push the fact that fans should get their tickets as soon as possible before they sell out then.
Yeah, man, you wanna definitely do that.
Oh, man. Well, of course, that's going to be a hell of a show, and it's good you're going to have a little time to relax after that.
Yeah.
Because February 16th, speaking of Squared Circle,
mm-hmm.
as we were in the beginning, you and your partner, Johnny Wave, Steady Wave, mm-hmm. the tag champs, mm-hmm. you're going to be
yep.
facing, one hell of a team, the Young Bucks.
I cannot wait. I'm a big fan of these two, the Young Bucks, man. Just something special when you watch them in the ring, and I cannot wait. February 16th, it's pretty much a goal of mine to be in there with incredible tag team, a tag team that's made a name for themselves over the whole world, around the whole world, and it's gonna be friggin' awesome to be in there with these guys. I've been watching them, like I said, all over the place with them tearing it up against some of my friends that wrestled and whatnot. So it's gonna be great to be in there with the Young Bucks.
Very cool. And have you been partnering with Johnny Wave for long?
Yeah, you know what? I teamed with him a few years ago in Ottawa in C4. That's actually how I got my my first start there in C4. So we're not strangers by any means, right? So we both understand each other. Like I said, we got a similar style, and Wave's a cool guy, and he's a great wrestler as well too. So look for this team to go the extra distance here, because I got a feeling that Steady Wave will even impact Squared Circle Live.
Now, you and Johnny Wave, Steady Wave, of course, you just finished saying you're looking to make a big impact. You're, of course, the tag champs at Squared Circle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
However, are you at all nervous about going up against the Bucks?
You know what? It's not so much nervous as it's excitement. We're trying to come up with a couple, cool maneuvers that will, because the fans are going to be there for the Bucks. They're going to see all their cool moves. But we're going to try to turn some heads, too, at the show with some cool, innovative maneuvers as well, too. I've been talking with Wave, so I'm not necessarily nervous. I'm just very, very excited to be in the ring with these two, because I know it's going to be gold. I know it's going to be a great match.
Awesome. No worries about losing the belt.
You know what? We'll come to that stop when we get there, but we're going to go out there and give it our best shot. And may the best team win.
Very, very good to hear. I'm that's awesome. Confidence is great.
That's it.
I guess, that's going to be good. Fans, another thing, I'm going to plug that one on the Facebook page. You got to be sure to get out, check that out too. Steady Wave versus the Young Bucks. I don't think the canvas is going to get a lot of wear and tear in that one, let me just say. It's going to be a lot of up in the air.
It's going to be a lot of aerial attacks and a lot of fancy high-flying stuff, you know?
Awesome. That's going to be one for the books, I have no doubt. I'm going to go back a little bit. Where did you get your first interest in pro wrestling?
When I was a kid, I was watching wrestling a lot of times. My father and my pops, we used to watch it a lot as a kid. So I grew up watching wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the biggest fan until I turned about 16 or 17, going on 18. You know, I researched schools where I could do this. I was going to the BSC shows back then.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I ran into to Rob Fuego. And I figured, let me try this. I've always been an athletic kid growing up. I was always really into sports, like basketball, football, stuff like that. So I was always very athletic. And I figured, let me try this. There's really only one step next to this, right? I'm the biggest fan in the world right now. Let me try it and see what I can do to get myself to the next level. So I did that. There were some ups and downs with training, making sure this is what I wanted to do. But I mean, here I am today, right? So.
Absolutely. And I know this is going to be a stupid question, but I'm just trying to get the answer from, a guy who's actually been there.
Yeah.
I would assume the answer is going to be yes, but was it a huge difference performing in the ring for the other students and your teachers, as opposed to when you finally stepped out there for that first match you were talking about in front of a crowd of strangers?
That's a great question. Yeah, it was a huge difference, right? You're going to always, when you're in a training class and whatnot, you always want to go all out like you're in front of a crowd. But there's something to be said for, the nerves or whatnot. But when you're in front of your peers, whatnot, you're wrestling at the gym or the school, it's a totally different situation when you're out there in front of a real crowd on a show. Because at that point right now, like this is it, right? You got that shot. All eyes are on you, and it's a different feeling. When I went out there for my first match, oh my gosh, I was nervous as heck. I can't even tell you how nervous I was, but let's just say when I finished that, there's so much relief to be, the match is over. I was happy with it. But, to answer your question, there's a difference. There's a difference, man, from someone just doing like a training match to being in front of a crowd.
You still find you get the nerves every time you go out there?
Sometimes. I'm a lot better right now just because the confidence is very, very key in this business. I mean, it's a matter of how confident you are, right? Confident in your ability, confident that, if you got a character and no one really knows who you are, you're wrestling in a new area, you got to be telling them the story. So telling the fans the story. So yes and no. I mean, for certain promotions and certain areas, I'm cool as a cat. I mean, I'll go out there and I know what I'm doing. I'm confident. But there's those times sometimes when you're in a high stakes match, you're going the distance with, you know, wrestling someone that's, you know, it's been around a bit. So it's a yes and no situation for me. I'm more so not nervous as opposed to, like, you know, being nerve-wracking the whole, every match being nervous. So
right.
I've got to the point right now where I'm comfortable with my ability and confident in my ability that I'm out there having fun now. You know what I mean? I'm able to enjoy it more now because I'm not just focusing on nerves now, right? I'm going out there and thinking in the ring. I'm being smart while I'm in the ring, and I'm taking my time out there, so I'm able to actually really soak it up and enjoy every minute being out there, you know?
Now that you don't have to worry about the basics every time you go out there. And
yeah, exactly, man. Exactly, man.
Awesome. Any advice for some other if I could talk, that'd be great. Any advice for some other young up-and-comers who are trying
to get in there? You know what? It's great to see, not a bias towards my school, but Squared Circle, great to see they've got another new breed of guys going to these shows. I would say maybe about, you know, 5 to 8 guys that I'm seeing constantly at any shows, all the way from, like, you know, Hamilton to Ottawa, to Whitby to all. These guys are coming out to the shows. It's very, very important. That's one thing I recommend to students right now is if you can, try your best to get out to these shows, any of these shows, just to help set up, help meet people, shake hands, right? Just get your face seen. And as it pertains to actually wrestling, make sure you're getting there for all your training classes. Make sure you're being respectful. You're getting there for all your classes, and you're learning. You're not just goofing around and whatnot. You're getting in there and getting to the shows. That's very important because I did that myself, and I was able to really meet a lot of people that down the road. You never know, right? Like, I mean, where something will take you, right? So
absolutely.
You perform once in front of someone who, you know, who's a part of a different promotion somewhere else, and they like you, or they see a match from you or something like that, or just, you know, you send something little, you know, small things, you know how it is, right? You send something, it's almost like applying for a job, right?
Yeah,
or meeting
yeah.
new people. It's like, so, I mean, it's very important to these guys. I'm glad to see that something that hasn't been happening over the last, you know, year or so, we haven't really seen many students come up to shows, at least the shows that I've been on, right? But I'm glad to see things are changing a bit, which is great because we got a group of guys at Squared Circle who I'm very familiar with and who I'm very friendly with and whatnot. We get along great. But it's a group of guys that are, you know, they're making their way to the shows, and it's great to see them there, right? Even something so small, just being in attendance and helping out, that's the key, right? So to all those guys that they're there, just keep it up, and it's only a matter of time, you know, as long as you put in the time and you put in the effort, it's only a matter of time for these guys who are they're wrestling on the shows.
Very sound advice. Absorb all you can, wherever you can.
Exactly.
That's great. You were talking about being biased towards Squared Circle. I a couple of years ago when we first actually started doing the show, I was doing an interview with Sebastian Suave, and it was on a Wednesday night. And he kind of got interrupted by a couple of students. So needless to say, they had to come on the show right there and then. He put them on the phone, and they had to explain themselves and apologize. And I found out just last month, one of those students who was on at the time is now wrestling. He wrestled for Big Time Pro Wrestling here in Ottawa and introduced himself to me, and that was kind of neat to see.
Excellent, man. Great. That's the great news to hear.
I'm not going to say his name. I don't want to blow his gimmick or anything like that. So I won't say his name, but it's just good to have heard, you know, from the beginning, one of the students.
Yeah.
You know, he's out there doing it just like the others, and he's making a name for himself, and that's good to see.
Yeah, it's just step by step, man. I mean, that's the thing. People get intimidated sometimes, but, you know, it's just step by step. You can't assume that, you know, you're going to get to certain levels in this wrestling business, man. You got to just take your time, you know, step by step, and gradually this is how you increase your value, and this is how you learn, man. You got to go step by step, you know.
Very nice. There's no other way to do it. Step by step.
That's it.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to let you go, but before I do, I have to ask you two questions that we ask every guest on this show. First one is a fan question. One of our more ardent fans insisted I ask this question. What's your favorite Muppet?
What's my favorite Muppet?
You got it.
Man, I'm a Kermit the Frog guy, man. He's been a staple of my childhood, man, you know?
Straight up Kermit guy. I like it.
Kermit guy, yeah, man.
That's excellent. That's good to hear. I should actually work up some sort of a personality test when I talk to you guys about the Muppets.
Yeah.
That'd be a great addition. But, oh, man. And the second question has actually been a staple of this show even since before I started hosting it.
Mm-hmm.
Assume that tomorrow, Rocksteady Alex Vega, your career is over. You're done. You're hanging up the boots. Mm-hmm. You're going to sit down. You're going to write your memoirs. What would you call the book?
Ooh, man. That's a tough one. Let me see if I can think of something right off the top of my head. It would be called Road Stories of Rocksteady Alex Vega, because there's been a shit ton of road stories.
You know what? Yeah. Just from the answer to that question, that tells me I definitely have to have you back on the show, and you're going to have to tell us some of those road stories.
Man, I would love to be part of it again. And
do you have one handy now?
There's been a ton of them. Some of them are a little over the top, but
that's all right. We're not family friendly, so
yeah. There's been some where let me tell you one right now. This one was just more so crazy and wild, but this one has to do with us going to Chicago for AAW, and man, I remember the day before, I was freaking sick as ever, like just like throwing up, you know, the sick. I mean, and I have to go. So, I mean, Friday comes along, it's a few of us, we head over to the show, and I'm sick. Like the day before, we stop at a buddy's, and I think we stayed in Michigan. But man, I was friggin' sick. Like there's no reason for me to be here on this trip right now, but I made a point to be there, and I was there. But anyhow.
Right.
Showtime comes around. We do the match. During the match, I'm feeling like shit. I'm feeling horrible. I somehow in the match bite down and two sides simultaneously on the side of my tongue. So there's two chunks of my tongue missing now, and I'm sick.
Aww.
So I'm in horrible shape right now. I haven't eaten in like 10 hours. Just sick out of my mind. We finish the match. We're on our way back now. And like, I'm not saying anything, man. I'm just, you know, I'm almost like out of it, literally out of it. I can't even recall some of the stuff. So anyhow,
right.
We start passing around like Skol, you know, like Skol, right?
Yeah.
And I have no choice. Like, I mean, people are just giving me stuff. So I put it in my mouth, right? I put it in my mouth. You know, people are telling me, you know, get a bottle of water and, you know, put it in your mouth, swish it around, spit it out into the bottle. But at that point, I don't even give an F. I don't give a crap. So I accidentally just, I think I'm chewing on it. I swallow it.
Oh.
And I swallow Skol.
Oh.
And I'm just sitting there like, it's so horrible. I think I threw up in the bathroom at the en route. but I mean, then getting home in the morning at 8 a.m., I'm like, I'm running out like zero sleep. I'm sick. Any sort of recovery that I've managed to get before that match, like in terms of my health, it's all gone. I mean, I'm seeing stars, like just, and then I have to drive home from the drop off point there. But the worst ever trip in terms of you know, the way I was feeling on the way to a wrestling show.
Oh,
and man, that Skol did not feel good coming out the other end, man. So it was just like, it was something that I was just like, man, this is too much, man. So. I think I must have drank like a whole bottle of like Benadryl the night before. it was a nightmare, man. And I do not want anyone to ever experience anything like that ever. So, I mean, there's many more stories. That one's more based on the fact of, you know, WTF type of thing. But yeah, man, it was crazy. I'd love to be on again to discuss a couple more with you, you know?
Well, I think you just whetted everybody's appetite for more of these stories. The glamorous world of pro wrestling.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Well, my friend Alex Vega, thank you very much for joining us tonight.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I had a lot of fun.
And we good luck on Sunday. Good luck at the Adrenaline Cup. And we will definitely have you back again.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Take care.
All right. Thanks once again to Rocksteady Alex Vega for a great interview. I had a lot of fun. I hope you did too. And I'm definitely going to be making good on that promise to have you back again very, very soon to tell some more of those really, really interesting road stories. Because if the one you told is at, according to you, the low end of the interesting scale, I can't wait to hear some of the stories that rate a little higher, in your opinion. All right. Now for a few words from some friends of Apex Radio, after which we'll be back with the local indie news. A message from Dr. Tom Pritchard.
If you're looking to learn the art form of professional wrestling, if you want a place to go where everybody knows what they're doing, Body Slammers in Ottawa, Canada is the place to be. You can learn how to wrestle. You can learn how to bump. You can learn how to do anything you want in this profession. You want to be the best? Body Slammers is the place to go. Ottawa, Canada, that is your information center. Body Slammer, go there if you want to learn.
For more information on Body Slammers Pro Wrestling Gym, check out www.bodyslammerscanada.ca online or check out their group on Facebook.
This is the impact player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, and you're listening to Apex Radio on the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey guys, this is Overweight Larry, and I'm just curious, do you like professional wrestling? Well, I do, and when I want to hear about the good, the bad, and the ups and the downs, I tune into my friends at the Shining Wizards Podcast. They know everything about everything, and if they don't, well, they just make it up. It's actually kind of funny. Sometimes when I like to listen, I put my headphones on, I close my eyes, and the sweet sound of their full voices just puts me in a happy place. Shining Wizards is on the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Please tune in, because even when wrestling's bad, these guys are still pretty damn good. Tune in for some wrestling talk. And talk about wrestling.
Transport yourself back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury. They take you on a journey to the last old school generation to discuss pro wrestling, horror movies, and pop culture, all from South Street in Philadelphia. Past guests include the original on-screen Chucky and Gail, Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and more. Broadcasting at 5-4 Central on Geek Life Radio. Available on iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher Radio, and for the Shining Wizards Network at swn.shiningwizards.com. Take that trip back to the 80s and 90s with Mike and Adam on The Midnight Jury, a WLW Studios production.
Let's face the facts. You're just like us. You're the type of person that enjoys heavy metal music, professional wrestling, a cognac every once in a while. That means you get blackout drunk. So we did you a favor by creating a show called Neckbreaker Podcast, which celebrates and discusses the greater things in life, the finer things in life.
Wrestling headlines, metal news, and guest interviews while your hosts and guests slam drinks. We've already interviewed Eric Bischoff, Fit for an Autopsy, Power Glove, pro wrestler Brian Fury, and many more. New episodes premiere every 2 weeks on Neckbreaker.net, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and on the Shining Wizards Network. Or if you're really lazy, just follow our drunk updates on Facebook and Twitter at NB Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
And beers.
And ooh.
Hey everyone, JJ Piedra here, and I'm inviting you to check out Pulse In Radio. If you're into video games, technology, anime, or anything geek culture, Pulse In Radio has you covered. You can visit us at PulseInRadio.com, follow us on Twitter at PulseIn, or like us on Facebook at Facebook.com/PulseInRadio. Be sure to check us out, and Godspeed.
now let's get to some local indie news. First up, Saturday, January 25th, at the Polish Alliance Hall, 219 Olive Avenue in Oshawa, Pro Wrestling Battle Arts presents the Contenders Challenge Cup. Yeah, it's their first event of 2014, and if you can get out there to check it out, do so. I advise you, it's going to be a hell of a show. 12 of the top Ontario wrestling superstars are going to be competing in a one-night invitational-only tournament for a permanent spot on the Pro Wrestling Battle Arts roster. The top winner becomes the first ever Contenders Challenge Cup champion and gets a future title shot against current champion Cody Deaner. So just to set things straight, here are the rules for the tournament. It's going to be 6 matches. The winner of each match gets a permanent spot on the Pro Wrestling Battle Arts roster. All 6 winners will compete in a fatal 6-way match in the main event of the evening, and the winner of that fatal 6-way match earns a future title shot versus Cody Deaner and becomes the first ever Contenders Challenge Cup champion. You're going to see great superstars like a former guest of ours, The Rage, Randy Barry, making his debut. That crazy Scotsman, Derek Hamilton, making his debut. Catalyst, Carter Mason, The Bee Machine, The Hardcore Hick, Joshua James. Tons more superstars that are going to go in there and just tear it up, all for the pleasure and enjoyment of you fans. 8 huge matches, because there's going to be 2 other matches that are yet to be announced aside from the tournament. It's a full night of entertainment, folks. What more can you ask for? Pro Wrestling Battle Arts, January 25th at the Polish Alliance Hall, 219 Olive Avenue in Oshawa. If you can get out there, I advise you to do so. It's going to be an awesome time. Next up, as we discussed with our guest tonight, on the 26th of January, the day after Pro Wrestling Battle Arts, Smash Wrestling presents Any Given Sunday 2 at the E-Zone in Toronto, January 26th. You want to get your tickets, buy them online, check out the event page on Facebook, or check out their webpage, smash-wrestling.com. And it's pretty easy. Just follow the links, and you can find out where to buy your tickets online. It's going to be a great match lineup, as we talked about. Our guest tonight, Alex Vega, is going to be going up against an old former friend of his, Brent Banks. There's some personal business going on there that's going to be sorted out, and it's going to be a nasty one, folks. Also in action on Any Given Sunday, too, you're going to see Tyson Dukes versus the handicapped hero, Gregory Iron. That ought to be a real barn burner, I'm telling you. You're going to see a rematch from their Canada-USA Classic. Silesia Sparks is going to be taking on Veda Scott. Checkmate versus the Overdogs, 2 very dominant tag teams, and they're going to be tearing it up on the 26th. There's going to be a 3-way, Matt Cross versus Scotty O'Shea versus Kyle O'Reilly. We're also going to be seeing Michael Elgin versus Johnny Gargano. That's right, the Michael Elgin and the Johnny Gargano. And a main event that is not to be missed, folks. The phenomenal AJ Styles is going to be going up against that young knockout kid, Chris Hero. I can't stress this enough, folks. If you're in the area, get your tickets. Go check it out. If you're not in the area, you're going to want to make plans to be in the area, because Smash Wrestling puts on a show that is not to be beaten. And on the 26th of January, they're going to be doing it all over again. I promise you. Of course, that is not to say that February is going to be a dull month either. Saturday, February 1st, Big Time Pro Wrestling presents Rise Above. At the Rideau-Carlton Raceway, as usual, 4837 Albion Road, right here in good old Ottawa. Doors open at 6:30, the bell times at 7. Get your tickets, $12 in advance, $15 at the door for adults. Kids 12 and under, $10. You can get a family pack, 2 adults and 2 kids for $30, but that's advanced only. Get your tickets ahead of time, the Rideau-Carlton Raceway, lower level, Wednesday, 7 to 9:30. By phone at 613-276-8889, or by email at tickets@bigtimeprowrestling.ca. Check out their Facebook page for more details. I'll be putting that up, as I always do, after this show airs. A whole pile of great matches, folks. Eddie Sapalucci and Channing Decker are tagging up versus the hugely popular Wonder Twins. A new face, a relatively new face to Big Time, Jake Hunter, is going to be taking on that Wiley Scotsman, Derek Hamilton. The tanned one, Bradford Montague, is going to be in action against KL Shock. The champion of chops, as I like to call him, Thunder, is going to be taking on that huge lumberjack, Decker LeDuc. Oh, that's going to be painful. Painful for sure. Somebody's going to get hurt real bad. Brett McLeod, the former Young Guns champion, is going up against Jeff Fury, who's been wanting a chance to get a little bit of his back ever since his loss to Brett McLeod. The Big Time Pro Wrestling Young Guns Championship, speaking of which, is going to be on the line. The champ, Crimson X, is going to defend it against the high-flying Zeddy Breeze. Michael Von Payton is going to be in action. We're not sure how. We're not sure when. But you can bet if Mr. Know-It-All is involved, it's going to be something pretty pretty interesting. I'll just leave it at that. And, of course, finally, your main event of the evening, the big-time pro wrestling championship is going to be decided once and for all. Randy Barry is going to be taking on Joshua James with a special guest referee. Get this, folks. Damian Styles himself. Now, I know certain people are crying conspiracy, certain people are crying foul, but Damian Styles has always been one to call it right down the line, in my opinion and experience, and I think that's what we're going to see on February the 1st. So, folks, be sure and check that out as well. It's going to be a great night of great family-oriented wrestling action. Next up, February the 8th, 2014. Live Pro Wrestling in Cornwall, Ontario. Mecha Pro Wrestling presents No Love Lost at the Agora Center, 301 McConnell Avenue. Doors open at 6:15, bell times at 7. Ticket prices are $12 in advance, $15 at the door for adults, $40 for a family four-pack. You can get your advance tickets at Nativity Bowling at 301 McConnell Avenue, 633-0590, Poppy's Ponds Plus, 224 Pitt Street in Cornwall, 613-933-2333, or you can reserve ahead of time at 613-936-1551. Don't forget, guys, this is, again, a TV Kojiko taping. It's a totally family-friendly show. Bring the kids. You're going to have a great time. The card, so far, as has been listed, as you remember from my last recap show, the Rage Randy Barry, after his fairly painful loss, has been dropped to the bottom of the card by general manager Joe Dunlop. So he's going to be jerking the curtain. He's going to be taking on the phenomenal, the world-renowned, the earth-shatteringly amazing El Fantastico. Okay. I'm sure that's going to be a real fantastic match. Okay, the Rage Randy Barry versus El Fantastico. Good luck. KL Shock is taking on Brett McLeod. The B-Machine, perennial fan favorite, is going up against the returning Shooter Storm. And folks, we're going to have Shooter Storm on the show very, very soon. And he's going to tell us all about his return to Mecha Pro Wrestling and what he's been doing lately. There's going to be a handicap match. Also an open challenge. Thunder has issued an open challenge to any two wrestlers who are crazy, I mean, who are brave enough to step into the ring with him and test their mettle and their health insurance. I don't envy the two folks who are going in there against Thunder. That's all I can say. What more can you say? You're probably going to hear the chops from wherever you are across North America. I hope the ambulances are free that night. The MPW Tag Team Championship is on the line. The Incredible Hunks, Dino and Cheeky, the champs, are going to be defending their titles against the Goat Brigade, who qualified by pinning Magic Mario Bryant in their last encounter, who was substituting for the absent Dino. The Mecha Pro Wrestling Pound for Pound Championship is on the line. The champ Derek Hamilton is up against a brand new challenger in Ray Steele. Hamilton has been dealing with KL Shock for quite a few matches. Let's see how he handles it when his opponent is changed up. Different style, different size. Should be interesting. We're going to see a ladies match. The Queen of Mean, Persephone Vice, is going to be wrestling the debuting Diana Hall. Quite a size difference there, folks, and quite a style difference. Again, not only if you're a fan of ladies wrestling, but if you're a fan of wrestling in general, that's going to be one worth checking out. There's going to be a six-man gauntlet match. Now, interestingly enough, the winner of this gauntlet match is going to face the champ, Dave Titan, for the Mecha Pro Wrestling World Championship in the main event of the evening. The participants in this gauntlet match, the American Barbarian, Payne, Canadian Justice, Decker Leduc, Joey Valentine, and Magic Mario Bryant. And as I mentioned, the winner of this particular gauntlet match goes on to the main event to face Dave Titan for the Mecha Pro Wrestling Championship. Saturday, February 8th, Cornwall, folks. I'll post that event on the Facebook page as well, the Apex Facebook page. Check it out. It's going to be great. And lastly, but definitely not leastly, I told you, folks, February is a busy month for wrestling this year. Squared Circle Live is presenting their 2014 Adrenaline Cup on Sunday, February the 16th. 104 Consumers Drive, Whitby, Ontario. A live act is the name of the place. Doors open at 5:30, bell time at 6. Tickets are $10, and tickets are available online at squaredcirclewrestling.ca. What is going on in the Adrenaline Cup, you ask? Well, I'm telling you. Chris Bishop versus Lionel Knight, round one of the Adrenaline Cup tournament. Checkmate is clashing. Well, we're getting a lot of that lately around here, it seems. Flip Kendrick versus Ethan Page, also the first round of the Adrenaline Cup tournament. Huh. Here comes a Young Stars wildcard match, also part of the first round of the Adrenaline Cup tournament. El Hijo del Bigote versus Will White, pardon my Spanish, versus Channing Decker versus Preston Miles. That's going to be something. Special ladies match, Angelina Love versus Jasmine Aribi with special guest referee Taylor Wilde. As we talked about with our guests tonight, the tag team champions, Alex Vega and Johnny Wave, collectively known as Steady Wave, are going to be facing the Young Bucks. Definitely going to be a high-flying match and one to see, folks, if you can get out there. Lewis Linden versus Tyson Dukes versus Brent Banks for the Premier Championship at the Adrenaline Cup to round everything out. Again, a show to be seen, and if you can make your way out there, it is well worth it, folks. $10, you can't go wrong. You're going to see some great action. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for me. I'm spent. Another great show, a ton of good wrestling. I want to give a special thanks again to my great guest, Rocksteady Alex Vega, for a fantastic interview. Good luck to him Sunday and every other match he's got coming up. He's got a ton of them coming up. I got a lot of wrestling to watch, as I just finished telling you, so I'm going to have to get rested up. So, until next time, everybody, keep listening to Apex, because as we all know, Apex Radio
helps build strong bodies 8 ways.
And with that, I am gone for another episode. Good night, sweethearts.
Do-do, 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 do-do.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Dip in, dip, do.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go.
Bye. Bye.
We hate to leave you, but we really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Well.